Hey, with it being 6:30, I declare the council meeting open and, as always, begin with our opening statement. Council acknowledges that we meet on the traditional country of the Paramangangana people. We pay our respects to ancestors and elders past and present as the custodians of this ancient and beautiful land. Together, we will care for this place for the generations to come, and in this context, the decisions we make should be guided by the principle that nothing we do should decrease our children's ability to live on this land. Moving on to item three, apologies and leave of absence. We do have three apologies for this evening. That's Mayor Wisdom, Councillor Gill, and Councillor Grant. We also have approved leave of absence by Councillor Lunch, who is not here this evening. And we do have one leave of absence requested. Due to the nature of that leave of absence, I will declare a material conflict of interest because it would, depending on the outcome, may result in me receiving a direct financial or pecuniary benefit to the detriment depending on the decision of the chamber. So for that reason, I will vacate the chair for this item.
Okay, thank you, Deputy Mayor. If I could suspend standing orders to see if we can get a point. Yeah, please. Okay, to suspend standing orders, thank you. All vote, thank you. Have we got any nomination for someone to preside over this meeting? Councillor Cheetah, are you happy to?
That's okay, Mr.
Is
Chairman.
that okay? Yep. Thank you. Over to Councillor Cheetah.
We're going to resume formal proceedings. To have a leave of absence request for Mayor Jane Clare Wisdom from the 11th of March 2025 to the 10th of September 2025. Do I have anyone to move something? Yes, Councillor Rossestock.
Thank you, Councillor Cheetah. I circulated a motion to staff earlier, not too dissimilar than what's on the screen. Thank you. I move that a leave of absence from all duties of office be granted to Mayor Jane Clare Wisdom from the 11th of March 2025 to the 10th of September 2025. And in doing so, Council requests that Mayor Wisdom, pursuant to the provisions of Section 76(12) of the Local Government Act, in the financial interests of the Adelaide Hills community, noting that Mayor Wisdom will not be performing any mayoral duties whatsoever during this period, declines to accept payment of an allowance during this period of leave of absence. That any committee or panel membership currently held by Mayor Jane Clare Wisdom be undertaken by Deputy Mayor Gandy during the period of leave of absence. The CEO writes to Mayor Wisdom as soon as practicable, informing her of Council's decision and requests that Mayor Wisdom provides Council, and in doing so, the Adelaide Hills community, with written confirmation that she will be declining to accept an allowance during the leave of absence by the 25 March 2025. I move that way in line with Mayor Wisdom's request, and I think it's only appropriate that Mayor Wisdom turned her mind to not accepting an allowance in accordance with the legislative provisions that enable her to do so, being Section 76(12) enables any member to decline to accept a mayoral allowance or any allowance for that matter. The Mayor will be, if this gets up, taking leave from Council for 6 months and not performing any duties whatsoever. I think it's only appropriate that the Mayor, as I said, turns her mind to whether or not it is appropriate in the interests of the Adelaide Hills community that she continued to draw at some $42,000 of ratepayers' money when on a leave of absence. I commend the motion to the chamber.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Osterstock. Can I look for a seconder? Councillor Huxter, would you like to speak?
Thank you. I just think this is a very reasonable motion. I think it's a very extended period of leave. And I would expect the ratepayers would be supportive of something like this as well. I think it's in their best interest, and that's what we're here for. So I am trying to motion also.
Thank you, Councillor Huxter. I'll look for any questions first. I'll start with Councillor Selwood, Councillor Barkin, and Councillor Lloyd.
Thank you. And just for a matter of getting on the public record, can I ask the administration how much the mayor would normally receive an allowance for the 6 months that she would be on leave, and how much the deputy mayor would be receiving in addition during that time?
Thank you. I'll pop it to the CEO and give him an allocated reply.
Yeah. Through you, Chair, the difference for council is around $26,000. So that's taking into account the allowance that the mayor receives, taking off what the deputy mayor would normally receive. So the difference of what he will receive in addition is around $26,000.
And how much would the mayor usually receive through you, Chair? How much would the mayor usually receive during that 6 months?
So through you, Chair, it's around just under 40,000. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Selwood, Councillor Parkin.
Thank you. I have a question through you. I understand that it is within the Chamber's power to approve or deny leave for any elected member, so therefore it falls on us to approve or deny leave for any wisdom. My question is, Mayor Wisdom may not provide written confirmation that she'll be declining to accept an allowance. That is something she might not do. What would be our options if she did not do that?
Thank you for the question. I'm over to the administration.
So through you, Chair, there's no power of council to compel the mayor not to take the allowance. She's got a right under the legislation to the allowance.
I just ask a question because I'm thinking a bit of what you've just said. I'll just quickly ask this. In terms of the requirement for a written response, is that going to be something the mayor will be required to comply with in terms of a response, or is no response going to be acceptable based on this if it was to be resolved?
Through you, Chair, it's probably better to reword three. To be that asking for a response, so that the requirement is that she can respond. At the moment, it's worded as though she has to respond in the affirmative. So it's probably better to reword it.
I'll go to Councillor Parkin with her follow up.
Thank you, acting Mayor Shearer. Through you, so. In that circumstance, given that it is the council's role to approve or deny leave, is it within our power to just deny leave if we believe that it is not justified or we do not wish to grant it?
My understanding, and I'm happy to be corrected, is that we are in a position to not resolve to grant this leave of absence. Would ask those in the chamber just to consider some of the, I guess, periphery impacts of that course of action.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to understand all of the potential ramifications and what we may or may not be able to do. Thank you. I'm not sure you vote. Thank you for answering my question.
Thank you. I've got a question from Councillor Boyd.
Yeah. my question was answered about does she have to comply. But I do want to reflect on what we've previously endorsed.
Just want to check, it's going to be a question or are you entering the debate?
Entering the debate.
Okay, we haven't got a... Sorry, yes.
Okay, no, that's fine. I'll go later.
All right, any other questions? Yes, Councillor Hannan.
I just wonder whether... If there's a precedent being set in local government for removing the mayoral allowance when the mayor has been absent. I think I recall the Mount Barker Council a couple of years ago fined a leave of absence for a person who is a cricketer who won the Go England. And they said, no, I'm not giving them a leave of absence. I'm not sure what the outcome was. But there is precedent for not approving. In the lead. I think there's
just some question.
The question, are you aware of any precedent? I've faced this issue.
I'm not aware of any other than the example you've given, but legislation makes it quite clear that we have a choice in this. But again, I remind elected members to just think about that course of action decision making. No other questions. We're open to debate. No one wanting to speak. Yes, Councillor Selwyn. Or
Councillor Selwyn. No, I want to change wording.
Yeah, cool. Well, then I'll go to Councillor Selwyn first, if that's okay.
I seek leave of council to amend the motion.
Right.
Do a variant.
Yeah, so just seek leave to do a variation.
The variation would be, and I deflected Dr. Gill, point three, after community bracket, with a written response as to whether she will be declining to accept an allowance, et cetera, et cetera. Is that satisfying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
So you need to see the agreement.
Yes.
Approved.
So yes, you're comfortable with the variation, Councillor Huxter? Thank you. And can I see the meaning of that variation? Leave it sought. So, we'll turn to the debate, Councillor Selwyn.
Thank you. I'll be very brief. I have no doubt that the mayor has probably had some impact on her wellbeing over the last amount of time. So, I do think it is the right thing to do to grant her leave. But I also have a real concern around the amount of taxpayer money or ratepayer money that's being spent for 6 months, effectively on a role that is not functioning for 6 months. So I do support this motion. I think we really need to be considering that this money could be spent on services for our council and residents. It could be spent on things that are business as usual that our community expects and wants from us. I don't think we should be cavalier about granting 6 months leave when that is going to cost council extra money. So I do support this motion as it's been brought to us today.
Thank you, Councillor Selwyn. And Councillor Herman?
Another question, I'm sorry, didn't I? The question is, would the mover and seconder be prepared to split the motion in one and two as motion, which is the granting of the leave of absence, and in three is the matter about the payment of the allowance? The question is, can we separate the two? It's one about the granting leave of absence, and one about the payment of the allowance. They're two separate matters in effect. And I might be involved. Oh, so that's the question, Keith. Can the motion be split into one and two is the first one, and then three is another one?
As a variant.
It can. It can. Are you referring to it as a variation or amendment? Well,
with leave of council, can I respond?
Yes.
The three is intrinsically linked. It is the one issue. They are so intrinsically linked, in my view, that they are one issue.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor Ross. So, I think we understand that.
Thank you.
Are you going to debate, Councillor Herman?
Not on the team.
Yes, Councillor Parker.
Thank you. I would like to speak in support of the motion. I would be supporting an approval of leave if it was paid leave. I think that enough money has been spent in attempting to manage the mayor's behaviour in the last year and a half, and I'm not comfortable to have any more council money spent in a direction. We've spent a lot of money on investigations.
So I just wanted to clarify, Councillor Parkin, that she is legislatively allowed to receive
I understand that. So just
keep that in mind.
Yeah, no, I'm keeping in mind. But there's a number of things that I think we all know are intrinsically linked to this, speaking of things. So I understand that sometimes people need leave, but there's been distress caused to all of us. And I think it's important that we acknowledge that and that we acknowledge that this has been a very difficult time and we are continuing to have to manage that. I think this leave is a good outcome and I approve the motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Parkin. Anyone else looking to enter the debate? Debate closed. I'll back to the move for their right of reply.
I thank the council for their support and I think the community also thanks the council for their support. This is a very difficult situation that the council finds itself in. I'm quite sure that every elected member sitting around this table sympathises with the situation that the mayor finds herself in, not from this council's making. I think that is an important point. Not from this council's making. We have had independent report after independent report in respect to matters involving the mayor, and we have received independent legal advice that those matters were properly and thoroughly investigated, which gave rise to council's decisions on the 26th of November 2024. Any accusation that proper process and procedure were not followed by this council.
We can just keep it to the motion of hands.
Speak for yourself. I commend the motion.
That's what I commend to me. Yes, unfortunately, Councillor Boyd. With debate closed, to the vote, all those in favour. It is carried unanimously. No, vacate the chair.
Thank you. We'll resume the meeting with the Deputy Mayor.
Okay, we'll move on. So we have no members absent. Point 4 minutes of the previous meeting. Someone would like to move something in relation to that?
Councillor Deputy.
Someone would like to second that? Councillor Cheever. Any debate or queries? All those in favour, please indicate. That is carried unanimously. Does anyone have a declaration of conflict of interest? Yes, Councillor Cheever.
Yes, I have a conflict of interest, so item 12.1. And I'm going to go as a general conflict and understand me. Explain why.
Any other conflicts of interest? No, move on to item 6, Mayor's opening remarks. I guess noting that I saw the leave was granted and the fact that I'll be in this chair for a period of time potentially, thought I would make a few comments in relation to the conduct of meetings. So it's my intention for this meeting and all meetings during my time as acting mayor to help facilitate debates and result in good decisions being made for our community. I will aim to ensure we debate respectfully and respectful of the views of others, that we are thoughtful in the way we communicate, especially during contentious items. I'll happily admit I don't always get things perfect, but I strive to achieve those key themes, and I ask you to do so as well moving forward. Should you ever feel that I'm not achieving the facilitation of this, I encourage you to draw my attention to the issue at the time or at a future time if you prefer. I've always said differences in opinion are good. The varieties of opinion in this room, in my opinion, is a strength and reflective of the fact that we do have a diverse community. I will say, though, the one thing that we all have in common, both the staff and elected members, is that we're here for our community and we should always keep that front of mind. Okay, moving on to item 7, we have no questions adjourned, no questions lying on the table. And I have any petitions or deputations. Do we have anyone wishing to speak in the public forum? Okay, we have no presentations. We do have questions on those which have been answered. Does anyone have any follow-up questions in relation to that item? We'll move on to item 11, motions on notice. Councillor Osterstock, you have an item. Would you like to move and speak to it?
Thank you, Acting Mayor. I will be withdrawing this motion at this point in time. I'm conscious that we have several members that aren't here at the council meeting, and my understanding is that they have an interest in this this agenda item. So at this point in time, I'll be withdrawing this motion, and I will bring it back at the later date.
Thank you, councillors. So. With that in mind, we'll move on to item 11.2, acknowledgement for Mr. John Hammond by Councillor Hucks. Would you like to move and speak? Yes?
I'll declare any conflict with you. A close relative.
Okay, so you declaring a material conflict or general?
Conflict, but I will leave.
All right, thank you. Would you just for the record like to state the nature of your conflict? And I kind of self-explanatory, but
the Mr. Don Hearn is my brother.
Thank you. Councillor Hearn.
Thank you, Acting Mayor. I think this is just a really great opportunity for us to acknowledge and celebrate someone who gives a lot to our local community. Don is a wonderful man who has given so much of his time and energy and brain power to managing the Werberthal Centennial Hall Committee. He has been the presiding member of that committee for 30 years. I've just lost out of my brain if he's been on the committee for 37 years, I think, in total, and presiding member for the vast majority of that. He has overseen some huge upgrades to that hall, and he is the proudest man alive talking about the painting that was recently finished within this council term, definitely. He sits at the barbecue fundraiser almost every night, watching people come by. He's he's probably not up to standing around cooking a barbecue anymore, but he sits there every single night and greets people and thanks people for their donations to the hall. He's raised so much money with his committee. Obviously, there's lots of people behind the scenes, but he's in the front seat. And I just think this is a really great opportunity for us to acknowledge him, give our thanks, encourage other people to step in behind him. I personally hate the saying that someone's got big boots to fill, but there really is very big shoes to fill for the incoming presiding member. I think that we should also be providing him, the new presiding member, with support to make sure that he can continue to do the great things that John has done over the last 30-odd years. So I commend the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Hugson. Would someone like to second the motion? Councillor Cheetah, would you like to speak to it?
Acknowledging I don't know John, I think there's a home theme. I'm privileged to volunteer with one of Councillor's other brothers, and you know that that sense of responsibility for the community absolutely oozes out of that family. So I don't doubt the words of Councillor Huxter, very much the one who Don, I think, has been the motion that's supported for.
Anyone else like to speak to the motion? I need for a right before. Over the debate, please. All those in favour, please indicate. That is carried unanimously. We could just get Councillor Herman to come back in, please. So we now move on to the administration reports, of which the first is the review of the volunteer engagement policy. Ms. Child, do you have any new, actually before, we've got a general conflict of interest, as Chair, would you like to outline that? Thank you.
Yeah, of course, I'm done. Volunteer of the Hills Council, but I determined that I'll hold it as a general conflict of interest in state room, if you like.
Understand, Ruth. Thank you. So, yeah, Ms. Child, no new information, someone like to move something in relation to that item. Councillor Cheetah, would you like to move? Ms. Brenton, would you like to speak to it?
No, thank you.
Councillor Selwood, would you like to second?
Yes, please.
Do you wish to speak to the item? Anyone like to contribute to the debate? Yes, Councillor Huxley.
Can I just add in an idea, maybe? I don't think it needs to go in the motion, and I think it's probably, I feel like it's probably in hand anyway, but just carrying on from the previous motion, how incredibly important volunteers obviously are, and that they do so much work behind the scenes that doesn't probably get acknowledged by most people. Is there an opportunity for council to provide, I don't know, it's like some sort of, I've got the word seminar in my head, but that's not what I mean. But like a get together of volunteers to, so that they can ask questions and they can have people who they can talk to one-on-one if they've got issues or ideas or just have like a face-to-face conversation with staff about how they can be better volunteers and achieve things that they want to achieve.
Sure. Any thoughts on that?
For you, Chair, Acting Mayor. Yes, we have a volunteering coordinator who is commits the main touch point for our volunteers across our various functions. And that certainly can be the first phone call or there's other staff that are generally the liaison, whether it's the libraries or the fabric. And certainly because, you know, choose to improve that process or you know information that you are aware of, and we are very welcome if you can share that with us, and we can put that back to us to have the meeting that we need to come
up. Anyone else want to contribute to debate? No, for a right of reply, but
I will very quickly invite Councillor Huxon's inquiry. Being a volunteer, the events are fantastic. I guess frameworks put in place for that connectivity, including I want to positive aging space as a driver, and their regular meetings of the volunteers to come, you know, formal meetings to discuss the ideas, the naming of buses, outing ideas, and what they're hearing from the people they're servicing. I can only speak for positive aging, but if that's consistent across the board, I think we're well and truly hitting the mark.
Thank you. Debate closed. All those in favour, please indicate. That is carried unanimously. Move on to item 12.2. Dr. Gould, do you have any new information you'd like to provide the chamber? Someone like to move something in relation to that item. So this is the LA Hills Regional Waste Management Authority Deputy Board Member. Councillor Hussett, what would you like to move?
Sorry, guys. Through you, I would like to move to appoint John MacArthur.
So decision one and place in space John MacArthur.
He was an excellent deputy board member when I was in the role, so I think it would make perfect sense for him to continue.
Thank you. Someone like to second the motion. Councillor Essay, would you have a question?
Yeah, does John MacArthur, is he aware of this one?
Yeah, it's in the report.
Oh, okay, sorry, I must have that when I read it. Yeah, thank you.
I should ask before we move forward, is anyone else interested in more than anything? Just to ensure we don't need to.
I was thinking about
it. Councillor Parker.
I just have a quick question. So this is a deputy to Chris Grant in his.
Correct.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Would anyone else, would someone like to move, second the item? Yeah, Councillor Selwood. Would you like to speak to it? Would anyone like to speak to this item? Yes, Councillor Boyle.
John MacArthur is a legend.
I think it is great that we do have him that will potentially, if you endorse this motion, as the deputy member for that authority. Okay, no need for a right of reply. Debate closed. All those in favour, please indicate. That is carried unanimously. So move on to item 12.3 now, which is the East Waste Management Authority Deputy Board Member Appointment. Dr. Hill, do you have any new information about the Library Chamber? Noting again in this report, John MacArthur is put forward as a potential person from the administration, but do any elected members have an interest in nominating? Would someone like to move something in relation to this item? Then, Councillor Parkin.
Thank you, it's printed.
When you say it's printed,
sorry, it's printed, including John MacArthur's name.
Yes, thank you. So that would be decision one. Would you like to speak to the item?
No.
Legend.
Legend.
Okay. Someone like to second the item. Now, Councillor Boyle, would you like to speak to it?
Totally legend.
Let's feed that back to the gentleman. Would anyone else like to contribute to that? Yes, Councillor Harkstead.
Can I please ask a question for the CEO?
Yes.
Does John MacArthur know that these meetings happen out of hours?
Good question. Through you acting there, he has sat on these boards in the past, so he's very aware.
Any other questions or contributions to the debate? No. Councillor Parker, I assume no need for a right of reply. Debate closed. All those in favour, please indicate. That is carried unanimously. Okay, we move on to item 12.4, Council Resolution Status Update. Dr. Gill, do you have any new information you'd like to provide to the Chamber?
We've just got a few extra resolutions that are actually complete that were missed. So there's 196 of 23, which was the Lopethal Traffic Study, has been presented back to Council. And Resolution 195 of 23, which was the a motion on notice from Councillor Selwood, that's come back to Council. Resolution 210-24, which is the CEO review process, which has been endorsed by Council. Resolution 292-24, which is fabric wall options, motion on notice by Councillor Parkin, that has come back to Council. And Resolution 415-24, which was grants that haven't been awarded. So we've added that to the motion. Recommended
resolution. Would someone like to move something in relation to the item? Councillor Cheetah, what would you like to move? Your screen. Would you like to speak to the item at all?
No.
Someone like to second that? Councillor Parkin, would you like to speak to the item?
No.
Can I
ask a question?
Yeah, sure. It's okay. I was waiting to see if someone had questions.
So Resolution 263 of 24, which is around the Community Renewables Program, given that's completed as it's completed what we asked for in bringing us back a report, I'm just wondering what the next steps are and whether that idea is still ongoing in terms of looking at community renewables in that program.
The CEO?
Yeah.
Ms. Lewis?
Yeah, through the chair. That will be the process. Yeah, there's a head and an initiative in there, which will some different emotions.
Yeah, I think now I recall you specifically endorsed to have it be considered as part of the budget process instead of making decisions.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, any other questions in relation to the item? Anyone wish to contribute to the debate?
No.
All those in favour, please indicate. That is carried unanimously. We're now up to elective representation review, community consultation and outcomes. Now, Dr. Gill, do you have any new or additional information you'd like to provide to the chamber? No? Someone had a bit of a question or?
Well, I was going to move something.
Or to low.
Are you also looking to move something, Councillor Hearn? I will afford Councillor Hearn the opportunity.
Sure. Councillor Hearn?
I'll move as printed with the addition on the ward names.
Torrens,
Ogbringer, and Cox. And there's a second to that, I'll speak to it.
Well, you just speak to see the second.
Okay. Now, I put those names in there in response to some of the submissions that come in. First of all, petitions, plural, with over 400 signatures on endorsing those names. They are local landmarks, particularly River Thompson Road, which is right through the northern ward that was proposed. And the other two, well, it's not running in directly through the middle, they either run through them or are to contingent on them. There wasn't much commentary about the names of the wards in the submission. There was some, but I think there was one supporting the naming of after a landmark like this. And particularly draw members' attention to the Ongaparinga. Now, there was no mention anywhere in the representation view of recognition of First Nations people. Ongaparinga, I've been told, is closely tied to Aboriginal women and water. And that there is evidence of that somewhere I've seen in the book. I think that's important recognition that we use that word because it would acknowledge First Nations people from our water structures. I am supporting it, although I do have some reservations about some of the some reservations about the ward boundaries. And I'm particularly conscious that the ward boundaries are probably dominated by numbers. But when I see Ross Trevor lumped in with Battle Hammer, I find that very difficult to see what community of interest is with those. And I think that was raised a couple of times in the submissions that were attached. I'd like to hear other people's comments before I comment to this.
And I'd like to second the motion that Councillor Hammond's put forward. Right. That's for a want of a seconder, Councillor Hammond. We'll see what other people would have to do. So, Councillor Chitty, you were looking to move something. What is your proposal?
Yes, I'd like to move as printed, inserted in form of D, river, ranges, and valleys. Rivers, sorry.
Now, let's speak to the item.
I'll ask the question as well. In what I moved, is it worthwhile associating the proposed ward numbers to the names?
Yes, I think so, yes.
Yeah, so that will look like Ward 1, Rivers, Ward 2, Valleys. It was, I must say, I'm a bit off to this when we first started looking at the review, and we later today had the opportunity to, I guess, read more thoroughly some of the responses. And I know I had a couple of conversations before sort of the rep review and went to consultation around some of the design, keep some continuity with the naming of our wards. Now, I do have some. There are some challenges, as pointed out on the previous motion that lapsed around some not perfect continuity between the townships, suburbs within the wards. But we are restricted and challenged by getting our ratios right, because that is one of the key components to having success and changing our representation. But I think it's as good as we can get it at this point, and given the time that we have left to have this submission through. From a naming perspective, you know, the geography of the Adelaide Hills is so dominant. You know, we often refer to anything that's not in the Adelaide Hills region as the flats downhill. And I think keeping some naming consistent between the existing wards being valleys and ranges, there's less confusion for those that maybe not as engaged. But also acknowledging from a representation perspective, we are one council, and that all of us are accessible to all the ratepayers to engage with and represent. Rivers, the bordering of South Power and Torrens running through was, I guess, the inspiration for that. They're highlights of our natural landscape, as are the valleys and as are the ranges. So it seemed fitting. It seemed quite non-controversial, and I think it reflects our council area well. So, any
questions? Councillor Parker. You have a question?
I'd like to second it.
You'd like to second the motion?
They always reset.
I'll just shout. Yes, I'd like to second that motion. Thank you. And I actually really like the names, and I like the thinking behind it. In response to some of the lines not being perfect, I would argue that there probably is no perfect drawing up of ward lines. I think to get that right and make people 100% happy would not necessarily be possible. But I think that these are as good as they can be, and I love the names, so I'll support the motion. Thank you.
So, Councillor Selwyn.
Thank you. Yes, I think we've come to a really good solution here, having three wards. I think we thought about it really carefully throughout the process, which was a really good process to work out where we wanted to get to. But I was also pleased to see that the community supported the three ward structure in the most. And so I think that we have made the right decision there. And I do think it will give the community better representation. Currently, we know we have this structure where we have five councillors in one ward and seven in another. And what that does is creates a feeling amongst some residents that they are being disproportionately represented. So I do think a three ward system will give more comfort to our residents that they are being well represented by people who live near them and understand their issues. I do accept the petition that was received around the namings of the creeks and rivers. I do love that idea, but there were some problems with Cox Creek being one of the wards, which Cox Creek is runs through a very small part of that ward. So I think these names that we've come up with, thank you to Councillor Cheetah here, Rivers, Valleys and Ranges, are a better option. I also noted that in the consultation with the community, there were a lot of comments around this communities of interest idea and how Balpana and Oakbank are different from places like Ross Trevor. But I think our communities are so diverse across the entire council area that we're going to come across that problem no matter what we do. I think Ross Trevor is always going to feel different from very large parts of our council, but so is Mount Torrens always going to feel different from large parts of our council. So I think that is a problem that is very difficult to manage, and we are limited by the ratios that are given to us that we need to make sure we maintain. I would like to give some feedback to the administration through you, Acting Mayor. in that I think it would have been great to see some analysis done as a result of his community consultation around some of those areas that were identified that should have been, the people said they wanted in different wards. It would have just been good to see why that wasn't being recommended as part of his report. But I do take on board that I think boundaries are difficult to readjust in a short time frame. So I think that's just some feedback I'd like to give for next time this process goes through, but otherwise I support the motion.
Thank you. I just want to move forward because I've got a map in front of me and avoiding trying to start debate. Just three other questions that move around Ward 2. So Ward 1 and 3, the names do make sense to me. Ward 2, the Valleys Ward, encompassing from Ross Trevor all the way through to Dalhanna and Lenswood. The majority of that topography, from my perspective, is not Valleys. So I'm just wondering if you could provide a bit more information as to why you think that name is appropriate.
Yeah, that one was focused on continuity of existing naming and I guess having some comfort in that name's change. So, similarly to board, the boundaries and the ratios and what goes where, it was always going to be imperfect. It just had some, I'll be honest, some romantic sensibilities of continuity.
Yeah. Anyone else like to contribute to the debate? Councillor Huxter?
May I please start with a question? I'm looking through at the moment. Did we ask in the engagement, did we give people ideas for names?
Or there's more themes. So whether it's directions or I think it was natural landscapes. And yeah, there was some information in the response to that, I think, by memory. The one that came through the most was directions.
So my next question, if I may, is why we wouldn't go with directions if that's what the majority of people, if we've had people engaging with us on something and we choose to do something differently.
Well, that's a debatable question and you're welcome to contribute to the debate. It's a decision for the elected body to make tonight.
Sure.
And you use this information to decide. But
my concern is that we often ask people to engage with us on things and we don't take their feedback on. I do get concerned that if we've asked people a specific question and they've given us an idea or an answer, or as Councillor Herman said, have over 400 people signed a petition for different names. We're accepting these ideas from people and then we're not following through with them. I'm not quite sure why we're engaging with people that we're not going to take their feedback on. Whilst I'm debating, I've got some notes in front of me from a resident from Gumraka who wanted to be here tonight but couldn't. His name was Joel Taggart, and I would like to relay some points from him. One less election in the referring ward saves at least $60,000 per year. This can be used for minor capital works that make a real difference to ratepayers' daily lives, e.g. bus shelters, extended fuel cards, etc. Only two council meetings in 2024 have full elected member attendance based on council records. Generally, only 8 or 11 elected members attended each meeting. Anyway, showing council doesn't need 13 elected members to operate. Only 4 elected members will now live in the North Ward, and only 4 nominations in that area received in 2022, 2 of which are in areas that are now in the Central Ward. This creates the real risk of the North Ward not being able to fill 4 vacancies in 2026. 3 vacancies would be easy to fill in each ward. Having vacancies leads to supplementary elections at a cost to ratepayers. To round that out, we've engaged with people. Mr. Taggart sent through a very fulsome response to his consultation piece. And I think if if we're not rounding this conversation out with people and we're just making a decision tonight based on what we personally think, I don't think we're doing the process justice. So I think I have a problem with the whole motion, not just the names. And I don't think I can support it.
Thank you, Councillor Huxter. Would anyone else like to speak to the item? Question?
If we were, if this motion wasn't successful and something else was to be moved that went out for further consultation around names only, could the administration tell us what that might look like?
My understanding is.
Okay. Sure.
Are you reacting there? There's a big risk of missing the deadline for the recognition, and I think that's fine for that.
Oh.
In the report.
There's a fine. So I think the point, and I'll take the question in a second. I think the point in relation to the naming was that we could propose names that weren't in the report without having to go out to consultation because they consider it a minor change. But if we said suddenly we want to do four wards, or that would be considered a major change, that would be, and they haven't given us a deadline. So we're actually somewhat restricted in the decision.
And just to follow up, we did actually seek an extension from the Electoral Commission and then refused to.
That's the question of clarify that I understood what you just meant.
Yeah.
So if we were only changing the names, they consider that a minor change, and we may be able to do that. If we were to change anything more substantial, like the structure of the wards, that would potentially miss the deadline.
Yeah. Just to clarify, what went out to the public was the directions. So when we talk about changing the names of the woods, we'd be giving rivers or the ranges valleys. But if you went out to consultation on any of this, we would miss the date.
Thank you. Does anyone have a question would like to contribute to the debate? Councillor Boyd, do you want to speak?
No, I just want to ask a question. Sure. I just want to clarify. The petitions with 100 signatures were people who wanted rivers.
Correct.
And 42% of people.
So 42% of people who made submissions to the consultation process, which is different to the petition. So they went on our website or sent us an email. 42% of those said directions. Councillor Hammond, you'd like to speak? We have a question.
I'll speak.
Sure.
And I'm a strong one for listening to the community. I recall the last time we had a boundary change, there was a petition for some 700 to retain the structure as it was, five wards. The council ignored that. In fact, there was a very real threat to find that there would be no wards. So we have a bit of a history of not listening to the community. And I was just wondering whether we need to amend our strategic plan at times and to strike out anything about community consultation and listening to the community. So now we have 400 people wanting the names of rivers, as Councillor Hux pointed out. Looks like we're not going to go that way. There's no support from my membership, and I accept that from the Chamber. That's the Chamber's wish. But people that organise the petition and the people that sign the petitions, I think there's a fair expectation that the council will listen to what they have to say. In regard to communities of interest, I really do have a problem with Ross Trevor being in with the Pell Hammond, which I'm aware of, Pell Hammond, I think. I find that hard to accept. I don't have a solution for it, of course, because I know it's everything on this government. And my comments, I would just hope that the chamber will listen to the people that
wanted
the
manager. Would anyone else like to contribute to the debate? No? Prior reply. Actually, before you do have a prior reply, I'll speak a little bit and let you have the opportunity to potentially speak to Weston. I reflect on what Councillor Hammond said about the last RIP review. And the differences that exist with this one. And one of the things I've noticed is, like, last time we had to go out to two rounds of consultation, And I think that drew out the nuances in the community's thoughts about different options and allowed us to then go out a second time with something more specific, which we're not able to do on this occasion because we're not going to be granted an extension. And I agree with the consultation feedback, there are some tweaks that probably would be beneficial if we had that time and could do that. In relation to the ward names, I can understand Councillor Cheetah's thoughts around the ward's names. I struggle in my mind, though, particularly with Ward 2, about the valleys, given the vast majority of that space is not valleys. And also I know Councillor Huxter's thoughts around the specific feedback we received. Dr. Gill is just going to clarify the question regarding the fine.
So just I found the kind of report for you, Chair, that explains the consequences. So if we don't put the report in by the 30th of April, it's within the Electoral Commissioner's powers to take, and this is a quote, take such action as in circumstances of a particular case appears appropriate to the Electoral Commissioner. And that
can
go to
2005. Another question.
Yes, Councillor.
Question. I understand your very level comment about valleys. I would like to put a bit of history. I don't suppose we, because it's hilly, we call it hills. I don't like filling with motions, but question.
I mean, you can propose a variation, and it's up to the mover and seconder whether they'd like to accept it, and then from that, you can vote on it. That could be the process.
Understand.
Councillor Selwood, you have a variation?
Yeah, am I allowed to ask for a variation even though I've spoken?
You can ask for a variation, yes. You just can't speak to it.
I'd like to think the approval of the mover and seconder to vary the motion to be Ward 1 Rivers, Ward 2 Central, and Ward 3 Ranges.
Councillor Cheetah?
Yeah, it's a variation.
Councillor Parkin?
I accept that variation.
I see you leaving the meeting to accept that variation. Okay. It's granted for that variation. And if there are no more questions, I'll allow Councillor Cheetah to have his right of reply.
Thank you.
Councillor Cheetah.
Am I allowed to talk to the new central?
We haven't spoken, and so yes, you can.
Okay.
I was just going through it.
So looking at the variation, calling Ward 2 Central doesn't fit with Rivers and Ranges. They're not the same thing. It just makes no sense. And if we're going down that path, then I think we are better sticking to the rivers or sticking to the directions. So for me, using Rivers, Ranges, and Central just makes no sense whatsoever. And I think it would be a terrible move. So I want to not be supporting that very action.
Thank you. Councillor Boyd. Councillor Stoll. No wish to continue.
Our good friend, with your indulgence, Councillor Mudge, has just sent a text message on this.
You can use your time to speak and speak to Councillor Mudge.
Thank you, I will. Thank you for your indulgence. Please note that the petitions that were presented had around two, that should be signatories, from Central Ward 2 and none from Southern Ward 3. I would not consider it in any way representative. If that adds to the members' deliberations on the matter,
we'll see. Okay, Councillor Cheetah, you have your last and reply.
Thank you, Acting Mayor. There's a bit to unpack there. I guess I'll start with the names. The names are a really tricky one. And I guess I go back to question 12 in the surveys. And then the three important forum to use. in our decision making, had other suggestions around themes and board names. And it's quite interesting. I will quote a couple of them quite quickly. No other than ideally use locally recognizable names if possible for each ward. If not, North, South, Central works, but it's generic. Please avoid the banal North, Central, South. The floral name would be excellent. We also got, I think, naming them geographically would simplify the process and minimize the chance of instigating unnecessary controversy. The feedback we got was an absolute mixed bag. I do reflect on the challenges of timing. But I think with the variation in there, it does also address other comments in there, which did like some of the North, South, Central, others that wanted to prove that there were rivers, but there was also references to the geography and the character of the area. So I think this hits the mark. The beautiful thing about record reviews is in 8 years we're grown, and we'll get another bite of the apple. And this was quite a significant change from the previous ward system as well. So it's good that we're having these conversations, we're looking at it, the rep review will continue to come around. In terms of, I guess, some of the commentary on the boundaries and inclusion representation, I remember when we went through the process, and as to, I think it was Councillor Sewell was talking about the process, sorry if I got that wrong, but we did spend a lot of time on this. I remember the workshops, and I remember us trying to make it work best, acknowledging it was going to be imperfect. The number of councillors is also a very difficult question to sort of figure out, but there was some commentary also in the surveys that stood out to me, which was a resident who pointed out that they had never had an elected member knock on their door, and so having the awards would help that now. In practical terms, that's not the case, but it does show that expectation of our community to have a good number of representatives available to them. And I think we've demonstrated that 12 is about the right number, especially noting that, as we can see in the chamber tonight, leave of absences, apologies, and life comes in balance between an open member of council. So I do support the motion with the variation from Councillor Silver.
Okay, with the debate closed, all those in favour, please indicate. Those against, the motion is carried. Yeah. I will say, irrespective of the fact that there were a whole range of views put forward there on the names, I think overall the new structure will be an improvement for our community, having that equal representation, having wards that are a bit smaller is things that they sought from us, and that was very clear. And I think that's a good outcome for our community. Okay, moving on to item 13.1, LGRS risk profile in 2024 results report. Dr. Gill, do you have any new information? Someone like to move something in relation to that item? Councillor Herman?
I'll move as presented with the additional highlighted words. The documents are all on the agenda. There's certainly a number of risks in the council, as in any organisation. The way the audit committee before the council could manage that is through putting that onto our work plan. So it's reviewed each meeting, very, very out on it. So it was everything under board revealed in the reports, identified.
Thank you. Would someone like to second the motion? Councillor Huxley, you're having a second. Do you want to speak to anyone else wish to contribute to the debate? She may need for a right of supply. So all those in favour, please indicate. That is carried unanimously. Move on to item 14. There is no correspondence for noting. Does anyone have a question without notice?
Just a quick question. How much did the new bus shelter cost? Any ideas for park in Stirling opposite the Steamroller Park?
You have it saved on notice?
The reason why I say, if I may, that it looks absolutely fantastic.
It is good.
It is a fantastic asset.
And it's too high for old ladies.
Oh, sure.
The seat's too high.
Oh, the seat's too high.
Okay.
We knock the old ladies from the community shopping museum.
Yeah, I did have a question. Can the CEO, will you provide any advice on the progress? Progress on the boundaries review.
And CEO.
Yes, thank you for the question. Through you, acting mayor. There's some notification that's been put forward around going to consultation. There's some letters developed in response to that. And we are writing to certain constituents and stakeholders, bringing that matter to the forefront of their mind around that consultation will begin shortly. And the committee has been brought into the fold around that information.
That's in the very briefly. Thank you.
Now, the questions without notice. Motions without notice. Councillor Henry, you flag one with us. I'll just get that up on the screen. So taking into account the guiding principles, I'm happy to accept that motion if you would like to speak to it.
Yeah, I'll move this on the screen. And the reason for that is that the residents, not only in about Hillskins, but on the border of the hill between us and Mount Barker, are very concerned about water stock. And they are farmers, and they don't have an issue with providing domestic water for themselves. They look after themselves. The tanks extremely dry year, and their dams are getting critical. And the announcement was on the news and everywhere, and got press statement, really, really glamorous. Except about the second last page, not in the paragraph, it said, "Not for stock or garden." Now, I think people accept not for gardens, but that's very difficult for farming fraternity to have stock excluded. I think on television last night, there was a feature that Ashton Hearn's member for Schubert representing France could do. I don't think I saw anyone from the Mount Bark there. But when you see those pictures, it's really hard. So I just asked the letter to go from the councils, asking the minister to review that decision and decide what she should, how she should decide. But and we asked her to review the decision not by board of the spot.
Councillor and Councillor Settle.
I'd like to declare a general conflict of interest. I will be potentially dealing with this matter in my professional job, but as I have not as yet, I believe I can manage the interests of the community. Yeah, that's why I'm staying chairman.
All right, thank you. Councillor Cheetah.
Can I just highlight the type of minister, is the Minister for Climate, Environmental, Water.
It isn't, did I get it wrong?
The climate, so just change, yeah. On board. Environment and water, that's correct.
And thank you. Thank you.
Someone like to second the motion. Councillor Chair, would you like to speak to it?
No, I think they can't do this kind of work.
Okay, would anyone else like to contribute to the debate? No need for a right of reply. All those in favour, please indicate. That is carried unanimously. Move on to report 17.1 council members, like Councillor Grant, anyone submitted something who's not here, so they need to have questions on that. No reports for external organisations. Oh, Councillor Sewell, sorry.
I'm sorry, what I didn't get to say this, but I usually do. On the 8th of March, I attended the International Women's Day March.
Thank you. So 17.2, we have a report for external organisations. So I'll pass over to CEO for his update.
Yeah, thank you, Deputy Mayor. Carrying out that, I'd like to provide a dive is that we are going out to recruit the Director of Environment and Infrastructure shortly. We're just finalising the recruitment process in the interim. Or just for the next few weeks, I will be assuming that Ross, any questions or queries in regard to infrastructure or environment, please direct them to me in the first instance. That's giving me an opportunity just to do a little bit of a deep dive into that department to appreciate what skills and what leadership style is required to make sure that that directorate is successful in the future.
Yeah, does anyone have any questions for the CEO? Okay, we'll move on to item 18. We have no reports of any committees, which takes us to our one. Thank you for joining us at tonight's meeting. Okay, so the first thing we need to do is to move into conference. You have the proposed motion on the screen. Councillor Sheehy, you had to move that's printed in the agenda.
Yes.
Thanks. I'd like to second Councillor Parkin. So to go into conference, all those in favour.